This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
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 Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Abdullah wa Rasul.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة.
حي على الصلاة.
لا حول ولا قوة.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة.
حي على الفلاح.
لا حول ولا قوة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة أنت محمد وسيلة القرية لك الله من المقام المحمود. رضيت بالله ربا وللإسلام دينا ونبيا ورسولا. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالاً كثيراً ونساءاً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always we begin with the praise of Allah and we send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwallah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases my love and your love, and our fear and our hope in the eternal mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the days go by and as the challenges increase in life. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us the month of Ramadan that is past, that Allah gives us an opportunity for many more years to stand before Him in the nights and fast before Him during the days, in worship and in adoration and in love and hope and fear of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting and our taraweeh prayers. May Allah accept our recitations of the Qur'an. May Allah accept the little sadaqah and charity and zakah that we may have to offer. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens to us the doors of new beginnings and new opportunities. This is the context of my discussion with you for the next 10 minutes inshaAllah. One of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon humanity is the revival and the opportunity to restart and to begin afresh. And each and every day, Allah gives us opportunities to pause and start over. Each and every week, Allah gives us greater opportunities to pause and to begin again. And each and every month, Allah gives us opportunities to restart. And each and every year, Allah gives us an opportunity to restart and reclaim our place with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest blessings of the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we have this concept of tawbah, of return to Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarizes it using the words of Allah azza wa jal simply in the Quran by saying that Allah invites you and I each and every evening, as many sleep, some wake. And the Prophet ﷺ says that in the last part of the night where you wake up getting ready for Fajr, Allah calls out to the world and He says, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ? Is there anyone who wants to come back to me? Is there anyone who's gone too far and knows now it's time to return? Is there anyone who now recognizes that what they put their trust in other than me, will fail them? Is there anyone who now recognizes that where they invested their energy, their love, their fear, in hope, in other than me, that now it's time to come back and discover me? The month of Ramadan ends with the day of Eid. The word Eid for us as Arabi, one of the mistaken contexts, is not a celebration. It is an annual revival. It returns each and every year. Ya'udu alayna. It comes back again and again. And the reason it comes back again and again is that at the end of a massive act of worship, your Eid is only after you've done something, inshallah, that is so significant that Allah celebrates your return to Him. Allah gives you this blessing and He says, Alhamdulillah, that you find your favor with Allah. You say, Alhamdulillah, that I fasted a whole month to Allah. I've stood in the night of Qadr. I've recited from the Quran. I've been with the Imam each and every night. I've hungered and thirsted and been away from my spouse by day. Alhamdulillah, Eidna Mubarak. Today is a day Barakah has set upon me. Today is the day I'm fresh. I'm new. I've returned. I have a new start. I have a new beginning. Each and every one of us, we aspire, inshallah, for the next Eid, that maybe it's not here, but on the plains of Arafah. You go to the mountain of Arafah, and the next day is the day of Eid. The Prophet ﷺ says, Al-Hajj Arafah. May Allah bless you and I with Hajj sooner rather than later. Allahumma ameen. And as you stand on Arafah, your whole aim, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma arhamna. Oh Allah, let me come back home, kama waladathu ummu, the day as if I was just born. Then the next day is the day of Eid. The day where you say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I have a new start, a new beginning. The day of Eid, it's not just a day of balloons. It's not just a day where we give our children happiness and fun. It's not a day of just being released that you can eat and drink. It's not just a day where you go back to what is normal, quote unquote. The day of Eid is the day where you say the barakah and the blessing of the massive ibadah that I've been engaged in for a month. The barakah, the massive ibadah of والفجر وليال عشر, the 10 greatest days the world sees. Subhanallah, the 10 days that begin the month of Dhul Hijjah are the most blessed days in the calendar, even more than Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah, even more than Laylatul Qadr. And those who take advantage of them, they have that day of Eid, the annual revival, the new barakah of new beginning. And you and I today, mashallah, as you sit with me, alhamdulillah, the first Jumu'ah after the month of Ramadan. The first Jumu'ah after the month of Ramadan, your clothing is clean, your heart is clean, your mind, inshallah, has been cleansed, your record has been purged. I stood in front of you last Jumu'ah and I recited the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the one who witnesses the month of Ramadan, وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, and their sins are not wiped away, that they do not come back brand new to Allah, that they don't have a new beginning. then they've been cut away from the mercy of Allah. You and I are not them. You and I are the ones who stood in prayer. You and I are the ones who gave charity. You and I are the ones who invited people to our homes and broke bread with them. You and I are the ones who fixed fights and problems with our spouses and our in-laws. You and I are the ones who adventured with our children to come and prove our worth to Allah. You and I are the ones who pushed ourselves to finish the Quran, and as the days grew by, we got more anxious. I have 20 pages, 60 pages. Ya Allah, help me finish the Quran before Ramadan comes to an end. You and I are the ones who Eid comes with that sense of blessing. And therefore, when we greet each other, we say, Eidak Mubarak. What a blessing you have that Alhamdulillah, a month has gone by and you are celebrating the blessing of Allah. How do we keep the blessings of Eid upon us? This day of Jumu'ah, what does the Prophet refer to it as, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Eidun fil ardi wa samaa. The day of Jumu'ah is a day of Eid every Jumu'ah on the earth and in the heavens. Why? Because it is a day that returns each and every week, where you are able, as you have come, left your work, left your business, left your time with your family, you have scheduled your opportunity, that Allah has made the call out to you in a chapter called Surah Al-Jumu'ah. When the time, نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. Lead your commerce. Come and make mention of Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. That at the end of this hour, between now, from when the Imam stands on the minbar until Salatul Asr, most of the ulama hold that this is the hour, the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the hour of the day of the Eid of Jumu'ah, where no dua is rejected by Allah. It's a barakah, an investment in it for you. The Eid is an annual, weekly, monthly opportunity to find your return to Allah each and every day. The Prophet ﷺ says you have this opportunity to wipe your slate clean. In a beautiful hadith where Allah inspires the Prophet ﷺ to encourage us to pray better and to pray more consistently. The Prophet ﷺ said, تَحْتَرِقُونَ تَحْتَرِقُونَ. Your sins begin to build a flame around your life. It's almost as if you are engulfing yourself in the punishment of Allah. ثُمَّ تُصَلُّونَ. Then you stand in front of Allah, Salatul Fajr. فَيَبْرُدُ عَنْكُمْ. And Allah sends the coolness that extinguishes the fire that you were earning. The words and the actions and the statements and the sights and the sounds and the hatred and the envy of the heart. فَيَبْرُدُ عَنْكُمْ ثُمَّ تَحْتَرِقُونَ. You finish Fajr, you wake up, you're in traffic, you go to work, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, that guy that you don't want to see. Things happen in your day. ثُمَّ تُصَلُّونَ. You begin to add the sins. You begin to light yourself again. Then you pray your dhuhr. The Prophet goes through each and every one of the prayers. The effect of our commemorating Allah. The concept of salah is that you are acknowledging the greatness of Allah. That's the first thing you're going to say. Allahu Akbar. Allah, there is nothing greater than you in my life. No success that I can attain except it is from you. And no failure or fear or worry I have except that you are greater and able to help me overcome it and pass through it and break through the difficulties I see. Allahu Akbar min dhalik. Allah is greater than all of this. And the Prophet would say this, Ya Aisha, Allahu Akbar min dhalik. Aisha, never fear. Allah is greater than all that you fear. So the concept of our Eid, the revival after the month of Ramadan, is that Allah does not say to you, okay, wait until the next Ramadan, wait until the next Eid. But Allah gives us Eid each and every opportunity to gather together in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the barakah that we seek to descend upon us all. Before I sit down for Jilsatul Istiraha, I wanted to speak of three of five ways that you and I can help ourselves and our families to live in the celebration of Allah's blessing in our life. The blessing of new beginning. To live in the celebration, in the shadow of the month of Ramadan, in the shadow of our Friday prayers, in the shadow of our salah. How do we maintain that revival? The first and most significant of them is the general concept of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say things to the Sahaba that would astound them. They would be surprised that simple words that we say, if they come from the depth of our heart, can have such a mammoth change in our outcome. You and I, may Allah forgive us, we underestimate the value of statements like Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. You underestimate the value of after salah saying, Alhamdulillah, 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 coming from your heart. I want you, inshallah, today after Salatul Jumu'ah, just focus on one of the blessings that you have in your life, ya akhi. Just put it in your heart. It could be your children, it could be your home, it could be your boss that other people don't have a boss. Alhamdulillah, after a long time, I found a job. Whatever it is, one blessing, not many, just one. And just in your heart, Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, I am so thankful, Ya Allah, that my wife is in good health. Alhamdulillah, my wife does not give me trouble. Alhamdulillah, that my wife is honoring to my children. Alhamdulillah, that my wife is one who stands by me even when I've done wrong. Alhamdulillah, that my wife is one who forgave me when I have erred. Alhamdulillah, that when she made a mistake, she was quicker in asking for forgiveness than me demanding it. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Some of the Sahaba, the hadith is in Bukhari. They came upset and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذهب أهل الدخور بالأجور. The people who have a lot of money and a lot of savings, they took all the reward. Took everything. يصلون كما نصلي. When we pray, they pray. ويصومون كما نصوم. When we fast Ramadan with you, they fast. But when it's time for sadaqah, when it's time for umrah, when it's time for hajj, when it's time to help the food, the weak, the jihad fi sabilillah, when it's time Uthman gives 1,000 camels. Ya Rasulullah, the ones who have a lot of money, they take all the reward. I'm poor, it's not my own fault. I used to have money in Mecca, and I made hijrah to Allah and His Messenger. And I came with nothing but the clothing on my back. It's not my fault I'm in this situation. It's not because I'm lazy. It's not because I'm not intelligent. It's not because I don't want to earn. This is my circumstance. Why should this person have a higher place in Jannah? Because he has more savings. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ. How about I tell you something? إِنْ فَعَلْتُمُوهُ أَدْرَكْتُمْ كُلِّ ذَلِكَ. If you did what I tell you now, all of what these people are doing with all their money and spending and umrah and going and coming, and you will get all of the same reward. Hajbala ya Rasulullah, tell us. Shortcut. He said, fi duburi kulli salah. After you finish every prayer, say Subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times. Allahu Akbar 34 times. Qalu, that's it? So after the salah, subhanallah, subhanallah, the rich sahaba, jazakumullah khair, hey, what are you doing? قالوا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. If we say that, so all of a sudden Uthman, who's giving charity, is also saying subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. They came back, ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, you taught us how to equal with them, and now they're doing what we're doing. فَدَحِقَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet smiled. It's a sunnah in narrating this hadith to smile. فَدَحِقَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He smiled at them. He said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is what Allah wills for them. It's a blessing of Allah. Allah wants to give them. There will be those who say it, and there will be those who do not. Your job is to gain the reward of Allah. Wallahi. The opportunity of having your heart connected to the thankfulness to Allah, to the thankfulness to Allah for something you did not want that was not as bad as you thought it would be. Subhanallah. The glorification of Allah in recognizing, Subhanallah, no one is complete except you, O Allah. No one has dominance except you, O Allah. No one can heal except you, Ya Allah. Subhanak, only you, Allah. Make the dhikr of Allah a part of your life, a part of your children's life. As you put your key in your car, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The moment you say this, the Prophet ﷺ says, as you leave your home, the one who says this, the shaytan says, he's been protected, he's been aided, and he's been guided. Leave this one alone, go find somebody else. Subhanallah, for the rest of your day. The Prophet ﷺ says, the one who reads Ayat al-Kursi, before they leave their home, as they wake up in their morning, ظَلَّ عَلَيْهِ حَافِظ, an angel remains guarding them until they go to sleep in the evening. The words of the dhikr of Allah have a power that is beyond your physicality, beyond your bank account, beyond your success, beyond your intelligence. They have a spiritual shield that is holistic in its capacity. Number two, of the great values to increase the Eid and the celebration of the new beginning and the protection of Allah's blessing upon us, is to become a person who learns and teaches the Quran. And you say, Shaykh, I'm not a teacher to learn and teach the Quran. Part of learning and teaching the Quran is even within your own home. Even in you choosing a surah that your children would like to hear and you leading them in Salatul Maghrib at home. That you set your intention, even if it is talking about an ayah that you heard or something you saw in a YouTube clip or something that was shared to you, that there is always some connection to the word of Allah in your household, with your family, with your children. That you are one who is bashiru wa la tunaffiru. That you don't use the Quran in condemnation only. One of the failings that I see within some of the children, within our students, is that whenever the parents are using verses of the Quran, it's almost as if they're chastising them with it. Don't you know Allah said, worship nobody but Him and be good to me? The son did something wrong, this is when the Quran has to be used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Don't you know if you miss salah, you're going to Jahannam? Ya akhi, what about all the other verses of the Quran? All of the other places in the Quran that build trust in Allah. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. When you are nervous, put your trust in your prayer. Put your trust in patience with Allah. وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرًا. I know my son, salah is difficult. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Try to be concentrating in this salah, Allah will make your next salah better. Connect each other and remind each other with the Qur'an. And third and finally, your charity. The Prophet ﷺ said that your charity is your dhil, your shade, subhanAllah. Something's gonna fall on you. The qadr of Allah is descending and you don't have any power to push it back. And the only structure, the only roof, the only power, the only cave, the only hidden entrance that you can get under before it falls on you, it crashes upon your home, is what you've done to others, is how you've helped another, is how you've invested in the life of another who maybe you will not even see. And know that the greatest regret on the Day of Judgment, when a person will stand in front of Allah and will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ. Oh Allah, let me go back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحٍ. Let me go back, I'll do good deeds. What are you going to do? In the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He will say, فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُنْ. Let me just go back, I'll give charity. Not let me go back, I'll pray two rak'ah. Not let me go back, I'll fast Ramadan. فَأَصَّدَّقَ. That I give something that in front of you, O Allah, I gave a truthful promise to another that I trust Allah will return what I gave. I trust Allah will reward me for what I have. I trust Allah will magnify what I've given. أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا. And therefore it becomes your protection on the Day of Judgment. It becomes your protection in this dunya. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. wealth never depletes by giving in charity. Subhanallah. May Allah increase us, increase our wealth and reliance upon Him through our charity. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. Allahumma salli. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, two final words of advice to maintain the true spirit of Eid, the true spirit of revival and new beginning in our life, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you and I with good advice in receiving it and giving it. The Prophet ﷺ would say, أَدِّينُ النَّصِيحَةَ. Your commitment to Allah in your practice is shown in the sincerity in your behavior between you and Allah and in how you interact and exchange advice with each other. Some of us, we love to give the advice, but find it difficult to receive it. The most bitter advice is usually because of an arrogance of the heart. And the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith of Imam Muslim, من كان في قلبه قلبه مثقال ذرة, the one who has in their heart مثقال ذرة من كبر, an atom's weight in their heart of arrogance, will not enter Jannah with the first of the people, will be held back. لا يدخل الجنة, meaning will not enter it in the first groups of people. And they said, what does this mean? He said, بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْضُ النَّاسِ. It's that a person looks down at something truthful that is said to them on account of who said it. What do you know? You're younger than me. You're my son. You're my daughter. You're my wife. You're my husband. What do you know? What about all the mistakes you have in your life? You're going to come tell me now? What about you last year? Don't you remember how you were last year? Leave all of this. Is what is being said right or wrong? Is it a hadith or not? Is it the haqq or not? And an-nasiha is one of those great signs of one's humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every one of us, in one way or another, needs somebody to pull them aside and say, akhi, ukhti, my brother, my sister, my husband, my wife, my son, my father, this could be done better. And sometimes how it's said with us, to us is ugly. But the beauty is in the message, not how it is carried. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have hearts that are willing to cut through the abuse or toxic behavior to hear a word of truth that can benefit us in the dunya and akhirah. May Allah make us projectors of giving nasiha in the correct way and in receiving advice in a better way. Allahumma ameen. And finally, have hope in Jannah. Always make your dua for Jannah. Always make your focus in the Akhirah. The ulama, they tell us that the one who seeks the Akhirah, Allah will give them the dunya and Akhirah. But the one who seeks the dunya is left with the dunya and may miss out on the Akhirah. If you set your focus, if you make your decisions by asking, does this fulfill what Allah seeks of me? Is this pleasing to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is my life led in the right on a sirat al-mustaqim? Or am I making choices beyond it? If you make your life seeking the end goal, having the purpose, having a target, you will find that life becomes sweeter in the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the one who lives with iman in Allah, in alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, and do righteous deeds, Allah eventually says, لَنُحْيَنَّهُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. I will give them the good life that they are seeking. May Allah bless us all with a good life, with barakah in our homes, with light in our hearts, with the Qur'an in our practice. May Allah make the love and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ dearer to us than other things. Allahumma ameen. May Allah protect our staff and our students and our parents and our teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead our principal and our administrators at our school here in college to that which is pleasing to him and turn us all away from harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send justice and peace and security upon the weakest of the ummah. May Allah include amongst them the people of Gaza, the inspirers for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their resilience and iman. May Allah grant them a tawfiq in this dunya and akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to help them in the best of ways. Allahumma ameen. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادك وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا humble yourselves to الله سبحانه وتعالى استووا الله أكبر سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عرنا فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just a quick reminder, inshallah, this was the final open public Jumu'ah for the term. We're back to students only Jumu'ah from next week, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair for being with us. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Allahumma barik, Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. على محمد وعلى أهله. الله يتقبل منكم يا رب صالح الأعمال.